DJ W Mobile. Is that LK? I got a question. Okay. Hey, Shane, are you working today? I'm going to pick up a refrigerator. Okay, what's your question? I heard you and Jimmy talking briefly the other day about the tone on that repeater, and I heard you say something about a pulse tone and the seat and the constant tone. Can you explain that? Because I don't know that I have a difference on my radio, and I don't know what my radio does now. It's the 857D.
So different radio manufacturers call it different things. They label them differently, and they behave differently based on how they're labeled. The original tone, I think, it just required a burst tone at the very beginning. Repeaters that required tones just required a burst of a tone. And what would happen is if somebody broke the squelch for you and you jumped in there before the tail let down the repeater, you could not have a tone but continue to use the repeater, right? As long as you held it up. Then when you let it down, you wouldn't be able to bring it back up again. Well, so as time went on, I said, okay, that's not such a good idea. So we're going to require a continuous tone, not just a tone at the beginning of your transmission, but a tone the whole time you're transmitting. So, and the way I found out that one requires a continuous tone was I had it on just plain old tone. It's what Yaesu calls it. It's just, they either call it T-squelch for tone squelch, or they call it tone, one of the two. And I just put it on tone. And tone is the one that just breaks it just throws out a burst at the beginning of your transmission, and then it quits the tone as you continue to transmit. And the reason, and let me let it down for a second so I don't time it out. Yeah, okay. I thought I might have already timed it out. And so the reason I knew that it was, or I suspected that it was doing that one, is because I would key up and throw out my call sign. And then when I let off, it would be halfway through identifying itself. So I said, okay, I broke the squelch, but I didn't hold it because it thought I dropped it immediately and it started giving its call sign. And when I finished giving my call sign and let off, I heard it giving the rest of its call sign. Does that make sense?
And that's how I thought I understood it the other day, but I was looking, and I have a memory of a couple of actual CTS, CTS, something on the tone, which I guess that's a continuous tone squelch. But my 857, it doesn't give it that option. It's just either tone or, you know, the DCS or a couple others. I didn't see anything. There's no CTS. So I was just wondering, now, tone squelch, is tone squelch different than tone on the Yaesu, or is it the same, just whatever they decided to call it at the time they manufactured it?
So the first part, CTCST, is a Kenwood term that has been adopted by others, other radio manufacturers, other than Yaesu and Nikon. They didn't adopt Kenwoods, but like I think you'll see Bofang refer to it as CTCST and some of those other newer radios. CTCST, that's Kenwood's continuous tone, and I don't know what CST after CT stands for, but it stands for something like that. But that's the one with Kenwood where they hold it up constantly the whole time that you're using it. So usually if you use that, you're guaranteed it's going to work, whereas you may not be required, but it'll still work. And then the difference between, on a Yaesu, the difference between tone and T-squelch or tone squelch is I think the tone squelch is the continuous tone and tone is just the burst at the beginning of your transmission, because tone is what I was using when it wasn't holding up Jimmy's repeater, and I switched to T-squelch, and I could have a conversation with Steve on my 1-watt handheld on one day, but I couldn't have it the next day, just depending on band conditions.
Because that day that Dave was trying to talk to you on that repeater, I went back, and the repeater was actually coming in full scale, full quieting, but I still haven't been able to pull it up, and I was thinking I should be able to, even though I'm reverse polarized, just because I, or at least that's what I was thinking. I'm on a vertical. vertical or horizontal polarization on my what I have for 6 meters right now. My wire works, and after talking to Jimmy, it may not work at all. But I can talk on this repeater at home on that same wire. It resonates on 2 meters as well, and I don't have any issue pulling up the repeater. But maybe it's different, the VHF versus 6 meters.
On our on this repeater with my HF W5GI mystery antenna, which is horizontally polarized, but when I talk to somebody, they say you sound like you're 1,000 miles away because my audio is so low. I can break the squelch easy enough, but I have to scream in the microphone because it's so, I mean, you lose a tremendous amount of dB when you switch polarization. It's huge.
I'm like 4.98 miles, and I have a clear shot. I can see the lights blinking at nighttime on the repeaters, so I actually have never gotten a signal report, and I've only done it a couple times. You know, checked into the net or something. But anyway, that was my question. I'll have to check it out, and that sounds like I'm going to need to get a vertical antenna anyway in order to use 6 meters. It sounds like that's the way to go.
I'm probably going to do the same thing. I've been trying to make a Slim Jim or a J-Pole, and I haven't been very successful at it. So I am going to continue to try that. It's kind of hard, though, in a confined space to build a 6-meter antenna because they're so big. But I think one of those vertical dominators that Jimmy explains would probably be the quick and easy solution. I haven't looked to see how much they are, but I think that's probably the way to go if you just want to be done with it.
And then it's just a matter of finding another place to mount it. So, or if I went with the multi-band, like I think Steve has, that might work. But the radio that I'm using right now in the base, it separates the connection, the HF. The 6 meter is on the HF connection side, and then there's a 2 meter and 440 has a different SO 239 connection, so I have to figure something out. But anyway, that's what I wanted to know, and I'm almost where I'm going, so I'll let you go. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
All right, Shane, good timing, because I'm next up at the window any minute now. So talk to you later. Stay safe out there. N4ZLK, W4DJW, clear.
DJW Mobile. DJW K4 and XY.
How's Miss Marie doing?
Much better. I got her home. I got her sitting in the recliner with her leg propped up, and she's on the mend.
Well, I know she's happy.
She don't care to be in hospitals or having to go to doctors, and she wasn't getting much rest up there. They come in at night and wake you up, take your sleeping pills and all that kind of stuff.
They wake you up just to put you to sleep? That sounds so typical.
I'd be facetious. I don't think they actually did that, but they did come in about every hour to check on her and take her blood pressure and had a hot heart monitor, you know, kind of beeping all night long, so she didn't get much sleep while she was up there.
Very annoying. I get it. Well, I'm glad everything went well on the second go-around. It sounds like they did a better job on the second go-around than they did on the first go-around. But hopefully she'll be up and about and back to her normal self before long.
I think so. She just, you know, kind of needs to take it easy for a little while. What you out and about doing on this sunshiny afternoon?
Don't pick up lunch rather than fix so much. It's a whole lot easier sometimes. You know, you need some diversity in your food.
Yeah, I understand that. The thing is, we live about 35 miles from any good restaurants, so sometimes it's easier just to try and find something here.
I do most of the time, but once in a while, sometimes I even go all the way over to Schlosky's over on Pelham Road, and from Greer, that's kind of a haul. But it's worth it every now and then to do something different. What else are you going to do on a beautiful day like this where it was raining or windy?
Yeah. I remember back a long time ago, I used to come up from Lexington and visit my cousin. He lived in Greer. And we'd cruise down Main Street and around a square area. And there was a little theater right there downtown Greer. We'd go watch, a movie or something, and, just got some fond memories from way back then.
I was a lot younger when I was a kid and learned how to drive, and I used to run through all day long and run the road all day long. I bet I burned a whole tank of gas out multiple times in a single day. Just running around doing nothing. Running up the mountains, running down to the foothills, just going here and going there, just staying busy all the time. And nowadays, I dread getting in the car and going anywhere. Total reversal.
I'm the same way. I've been driving since I was 15 and kind of tired of it. But, it reminds me of the time I let my nephew borrow my truck to go visit some friends and around Lawrence. And when he got back, he'd put 350 miles on the truck.
The long way around, zigzag back and forth. Did he put any gas in it, though? That's the question.
I don't remember. The main thing was he didn't put no dents in the truck.
Well, that is true, too. I remember letting my kids borrow vehicles, and they always returned them with no dents in them. That's a good thing.
And that's a big part of it. Well, one of my birds, I think, is fixing to start chirping pretty loud, so I think I'll get off of here for a while. It's good to talk to you. You have a good afternoon, and pick up something good to eat, and I'll talk at you later. KF4NXY.
Well, you know those birds pretty good to know they're going to start chirping before they do that. Yeah, it makes me miss my pigeons I used to raise. I used to go out there and sit in my pigeon coop with my pigeons and talk to them in between races. Anyway, take care. Hope Miss Marie continues to get better quickly. KF4NXY, W4DJW, clear.
DJW, KF5WLL Mobile. Good afternoon, sir. So with your pigeons, do you ever used to use messenger pigeons or just racing pigeons?
I did racing homers. Those were bigger and stronger birds. And then I did tumblers and rollers, Birmingham rollers and tumblers. Those were show birds. So you'd let them out, and they'd climb up, and they'd clap their wings together real loud three times, and then they'd tumble. The tumblers would tumble backwards and just fall down, straight down, and the rollers would roll backwards. And with their wings in a really sharp V formation. It was really fun to watch. And it was fun, breeding them and going to shows. And I just enjoyed that time. I can't do it where I am now, but if I could, I would.
And the homing pigeons, but I never heard of the other ones there. That sounds kind of interesting. No, I was just yanking your chain there, asking you if it did messenger pigeons before you got the ham radio. So, anyways, I'll let you go, sir. I was just kind of monitored for a minute. I just got back in the dinner truck. So, we'll talk to you later. Okay, KF5WLL 730.
All right, Leroy. Yeah, and those messenger pigeons were called carriers, and they are extinct. And that's a shame. There was something that happened. They tried to get rid of them. They did two carrier pigeons on Earth. Anyway, take care. I'm pulling it under the driveway and shutting it down. KA5WLL, W4DJW, clear.